Daf is daf vav. So if we go to the top, three lines down, the two dots, the Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan. Hareat ishti, hareat arusasi, hareat knuyali, mikudeshes. All those are good texts to be used for getting kedushin. But if a person says hareat shali, hareat brushusi, hareat zukukali, mikudeshes, that also works. You're mine. You're my rishus. You're zukuka. You're connected to me. All those are good lashon. Gemara says lisnayu kula bechad. That's why they break them up. If all the six of those texts are good, just group them together. Why separate them into? Mara says, Tana tlas tlas shmeina vigarsinu. Because when you have groups of three, it's much easier to remember as opposed to trying to remember six altogether. They're broken up in three, it's easier. Kind of reminds me of like phone numbers. They broke phone numbers of three for the area code 3 and 4. Instead of having to remember 10 numbers in a row, it's easier to remember 3, 3, 4 than 10 in a row. So that's why they did it for purposes of memorizing. As we know, a lot of braises and mishnas had to be memorized, so a lot of techniques of memorization have been used in order to help facilitate that. Gemara says, Ibarilahu, miuchedisli. What about miuchedis? Does miuchedis work? And what about Rashi's miuchedis is lashon of v'hayula basar echad from the parashas Bereishis basar echad? Is miuchedisli, is that going to work? What about miuedisli? Miuedisli is Rashi explains lo yada. There's a pasuk later on we're going to see when it comes to an ame ivria. When a master buys an ame ivria, he has the option of that money that he used to buy her. He could now transform that and marry her, or his son can marry her as well. So does miuedisli work? What about Ezrasi? Does Ezrasi mean? And that's a lashon of Ezer Kenegdo. Maybe Ezrasi will work. What about Negdasi Mahu? Is that going to work? And that's Ezer Kenegdo. It's a lashon of Kenegdo. What about Atsurasi? Does Atsurasi mean? Does Mahu, does that work for Kedushin? Rashi says Atsuras means to gather together. To be Nesefes Imin Labais. Gather her into your house. Is that going to work for a lashon Kedushin? What about Talasu Mahi, my rib? That's a reference to, of course, Adam and Chava, the ribs. You're my rib. Can you be my rib? Will that work? Sigurasi Mahu. Lashem Sigurasi, Rashi says, Vayitzkor Basar. After Akash Baruch Hu removed the rib, he closed up the Basar. So my closure, is that going to work? Tachti Mahu, that you'll be under me, is that going to work? So the Gemara doesn't have any answers except for Tifshut Mahu. Not yet. Tafusasi Mahu. Will Tafusasi mean you're my, I've grabbed you, is that going to work? Lukuchasi. Was that going to work also, my purchase? So Gemara says, Pasha Miachada. We're able to answer at least one of these around 10 questions. Detanya Haomer Lukuchasi Harezu Mikudesh. That works. How do you know? Mishum Shinemar Ki Kach Ish Isha. Because the Pasuk says, Lashon of Ekicha. So that's going to work. With regards to all the other ones, we have no answer for. Gemara asks, Ibarilu, what about Harufasu? Charufasi Mahu. Charufasi is a reference to Shivcha Charufa. Shivcha Charufa is a pasuk that talks about the machlokus increases what exactly a Shivcha Charufa is, but it's referring to a Shivcha who is engaged or designated to either an Eved Knani or to an Eved Ivri, some designation, there's a machlokus what that means, but it refers to some level of relationship. That's what Charufasi means. Does Charufasi work as a Lashon of Kedushin or not? So the Gemara brings a Raya, Tashma. Titania ha'omer charufasi mikudeshes, it does work. Why? Shekein b'Yehuda karen la'arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda, they would refer to a kala, an engaged woman, as a charufa. So that works. So Gemara says, so what? Yehuda havi aruba da'alma. Because there's one location in the world that they use such a language, that means in the entire world it works as well. Because in, small place in South America, they say charufasi, that makes it good for the entire world. Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. Ha'omeh Charufasi Mikudeshes. One who says Charufasi works. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vihi Shivcha Nichrefes Lish. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk itself uses Lashon of Charufa to mean a relationship, so it works. Oh, and moreover, Vihuda Karin Larusa Charufa. And we actually have a place in Yehuda where they actually use this. Gemara says, Vihuda V'od Lakra. You bring a support from what's taking place in Yehuda to support the Pasuk. Once you have the Pasuk, the game is over. That proves the point. That charufa means there's a relationship. You don't need to bring a proof from a Yehuda, what goes on in Yehuda. Ella hachikamar. The way it should be said is as follows. Ha'omer charufasi b'Yehuda mikudashis. If you use lashon charufasi only in Yehuda, it works. Shekein b'Yehuda karen larusa charufa. It works in Yehuda because that's how they speak. And if you use charufa in any other place, it doesn't work. It has to be part of the common language. Mara says, B'mayaskin, what are we dealing with over here when you say all these different languages? Rashi says, which B'mayaskin, and around halfway down Rashi's, B'hanach lishna de kamibailan, all those different texts that we were questioning above, Ihave kedushin olo, hechidami, when were those sfeikos? When were we unsure whether they work? If it was, you see some random lady in the street and you ask her to get married with one of these strange languages, you say to her, Miyadisli, Ezrasi, Negdasi. So she has no idea what you're talking about. That's certainly not going to work. So the Gemara explains, what's the situation? You never spoke to her in your life about getting married first. Either she was random or she was a person you were dating, but you never discussed marriage and suddenly you just proposed to her, just like that, with a very strange, ambiguous term. So then the Gemara says, Munayada, my comrade, she doesn't even know what you're talking about. What does it mean, Atsurasi? Speak to me in English or in Hebrew. So Ella, it must be Mimadabri Imal Iske Gita Vikudeshao. They were talking about getting married. They're talking about the Inyan of Ashes, the Inyan of Ashes. And Afagav Dul Amarla, Nami. So Gemara says, wait a second, even if he doesn't say anything to her, the Tanan, Haya Medabri Im Ishal Iske Gita Vikudeshao, Vinasan La Gita Vikudeshao, Velo Perish. So let's say, if they were talking about it before, then you don't need to say anything to her. If you're simply talking about it, and then suddenly you hand her a get, or you hand her a kedushin, and you don't, lopish, you don't explain anything, Rabbi Yossi Omer, dayo, that's enough, that's sufficient. You don't have to say anything more. The fact that you were having a conversation before and was enough, it doesn't have to be accompanied by Hariyat Mekudesh Shali. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzarech Lefarsh, Rabbi Yehuda thinks you have to explain what you're doing, even though you're talking about having a 3-hour conversation about getting married. And then you hand her a ring, and you don't say, will you marry me? That's not good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to explain Hariyat Mekudesh Shali. But comes along Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. We paskim that if you were talking about getting married, and then you suddenly give her a ring, and you don't say why you're giving this to her, it's clear she knows why you're giving this to her. So you don't have to say anything. So according to Rabbi Yossi, which is how we paskim, if you were talking about her, you don't have to use any language. So Gemara wants to know again, what is the context where these questions, these ambiguous terms, are unclear whether they work? If you weren't talking to her about this before it, she has no idea what you're talking about. Of course, it will not work. If you were talking to her about marriage before him, then you don't even need any statement, let alone an unclear statement. The Gemara says no. Li'olam b'medaber ima aliske gitte v'kedusha. Really, there was a previous conversation with her about getting married. And v'dihayv le'vishasik, if he gave her something, a ring, and didn't say anything, hachanami, that would certainly be good. There's no question about that. Hacha b'mayaskinam, here we're talking about diyav la amr la b'hani lishne. They were talking about getting married. He then gives her some money. And then he says a very strange thing with it. Is he saying a lashon of charufasi? Is he saying a lashon atzurasi? Does that mean marriage? Maybe he's saying, will you work for me? Because sometimes when you say an unclear matter, something ambiguous, it makes matters worse than being silent. So, had he been silent, the marriage would have went through. Because he said something strange, unclear what it meant, Ezrasi, Negdasi, Atsurasi, those questions, those languages, makes matters worse, and therefore we end up in the teku. We don't have an answer. Okay, the Gemara now says, Gufa. We said above, Hayam medaber im ha'ishal iske gita v'kudusha. If husband or man and woman are talking about getting married, v'nasun la'gita v'kudusha, or getting a divorce, and he gives her a get, or he gives her kedushin, v'lo perish, she doesn't say what he's doing. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, dayo, that's enough. You don't have to explain because it was clear, the context that was the conversation, it's clear what he's doing by giving her the get and giving her the money. Rabbi Yehuda argued and said, Omer tarech lefarsh, you have to explain, even though the backdrop was one of getting married and getting in divorce, you still have to say, while you're handing it over to her, Hariyat Mekudesh Shali, or Hariyat Muteres L'chol Adam. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'hu she'asukin b'oso inim. It's only true if they were still involved in that topic. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'husha sukin v'chule, had the kamar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, dayo, you don't have to explain what you're doing. V'husha hayu asukin b'dibur iske kedusha ad shas nesina. It has to be where they're talking about marriage and divorce, and in that very moment, in the context of that conversation, he gives her something. So that's very clear. But even Rabbi Yossi will agree if there was a pause, a little lull in conversation, or change topics, did something else, talking about business world, and then 10 minutes later he gives her something, that won't work. It only works for Rabbi Yossi if they're mamish asukin be'osa, and in mamish during the conversation of marriage or divorce, he hands her the get or the kesef kedusha. V'chein amar Rabbi Elazar, back to the Gemara, amar Rabbi Hoshaya, v'husha asukin be'osa, and he says the same thing. You have to still be involved in that conversation. Gemara says this truth is really a tanai, this is really a machlokas tanai. Rebbe Omer, v'husha asukin b'osa inyan. Rebbe holds, it only works when you're still being osik in that conversation, when you hand over that get or that kesef. Rabbi Elazar bar Rav Shimon Omer afa pi she'ena sukin bosa inin, he argues, even if you're no longer involved in that conversation, you're still allowed to hand over the get, hand over the kesef kedushin, and it will work. Well, how does that make sense according to Rabbi Elazar? If he loved the sukin bosa inin mina yada my kamarle, if they're not having a conversation anymore about marriage, so then how would she know what he's talking? He just hands her something. He has no idea. She has no idea what he's doing. They're in a new topic. So Gemara says, Amar Abai, they're going within subtopics within the larger topic. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, mamish, they stopped talking about Kedushin. They spoke for an hour about getting married. Then they stopped. They started speaking about other topics. They weren't talking about themselves anymore. They're talking about, you know, we should really get Reuven and Sarah to get married. That's a good shidduch. They start talking about shidduchim. In the world of marriage, but not them. Kamo yeshlecha nidunya. Oh, there's that person has that much for the nidunya. V'kama sadosh yeshlecha his parnis lehem. And if we get Reuven married, he's got a tremendous amount of real estate and he can really help support Sarah. So they start talking about still in the world of marriage, but not about themselves anymore. So is that going to be considered in the parsha for her to understand what's going on when she receives that kesef kedushin from him? So according to Rebbe, it's not enough. They have to mamash be talking about themselves getting married until the point where he hands her something. Rebbe Lazar argues and says not true. As long as it's still in the parsha of overall marriage, whether it be themselves or somebody else, that's still enough of a context for when he hands her something, say, whoa, you're proposing to me? So she'll understand what's going on as long as it's still on the topic of marriage, even though it's not they themselves. Gemara says, now, Amar Avuna, Amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Yosi, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, that you have to be asukin ba'oso inin for this to work, and you don't have to say anything further when he hands her the money or the get. Amar le Rabbi Yemar, le Rav Ashi, vela, wait a second, what about this statement? Hod Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol she'ena yodeh betiv gidin v'kidushin, lo ye lo esek imam. So if a person doesn't know about anything, any of the halachas of gidin v'kidushin, he can't be involved in them. So is it true? So if a person who is going to be a dayan, in order to be a dayan, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "B'tiv gittin bil chosein." The person has to know the tiv, the nature, has to know all the halachas of gittin. Lo yelo esik imam. If he doesn't know all the halachas, he cannot be involved in lihios dayan bedaver. You can't be a dayan unless you know everything. Shema yater iser erva v'zo ivus she'enu yachol l'sakin. Really, mu'uvas, the pasuk says. So, a person might be matir in iser erva. If you don't know the halachas, you can't just sit in as a dayan for a gittin or observe a kedushin, be masara kedushin, if you don't know the halachas. Yeah, I was once a aid ksuva at someone's wedding, and then when they read the ksuva underneath the chuppah, there was a bas kohen, and she was a bas kohen. And one of the statements, it didn't say bas kohen, it said bas her father, but it didn't say bas so and so the kohen. So someone picked up, most people don't pay attention to the ksuba reading, it's just that's a 10-minute break, fine. One person apparently was paying attention to this and pointed out to the Masada Kedushin that you should really put the word HaKohen in. So Rav Kelmer from Young Israel West Hampstead, who's a tremendous friend, this Gadol Posek, he was the Masada Kedushin. So he took me and the other person who was the aide, after right before into the Yichud room before we left, we had to make some amendments. He knew how to amend the ksuba. I wouldn't know how to amend the ksuba. We have to make a little footnote here, a little footnote there, and then write this. It's not a complicated thing. We have to know those halachas. Now, the ksuba wouldn't be possible without that, but still, that's the best. It's a more ideal to have every single name of her, the girl mentioned consistently. So you have to know these halachas. If you're going to be Masada Kedushin, you have to know how to fix the ksuba. You have to know what's being matir, what's not being matir. So anyways, so this question is, what does it mean to know all the halachas of Gittin Kedushin? Does it mean you even have to know the halacha of Rabbi Rav Huna and Shmuel, that we passing like Rabbi Yosi? That if you're talking about Kedushin and Gittin and you give her something, you don't have to say why you're giving to her, it's understood? And the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Einach Rami, this too also you have to know as part of the halachas of Gittin v'Kedushin. Gemara now says towards the bottom of Vavam and Aleph, V'chein b'gerishin. Comes to the Gerishin, Nasan Lagita, he gives her a get. V'amr la, he says to her, Hariat mishuleches, Hariat nugureshes, Hariat muteres l'chaladam. We saw this already before. Harehi mugureshes. Those are all good languages, words that can be used in order to get her divorced. Pshita, nasan lagita, v'amr la, we know if he gives it to her and he says it, Hariat li'ishto, Hariat ben chorin, lo amar klum, it doesn't work. Amr la l'shifchasa, Hariat muteres l'chaladam. And if you switch it around and say to the shifcha that you're a mutter, so also lo amar klum has to be the Lashon Gittin for women, and Lashon of Shichras to a Shivcha. But let's say, Amar Le, La Le Ishta Hariat Latzmech Mahu. If he says to his wife, you are on your own. Mi Amrinan Le Mulacha Kamar Le. Does he mean you're self-sufficient in terms of making your own money, but we're still married? El Dilma Le Gamre Kamar Le. Or is he saying you're completely off on your own, and you are divorced now? Amar Le Ravina. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Toshma, I'll bring a raya. The Tani, the Braisa, tells us that the Gufa shall get Shichr. What's the text of a get Shichr that you send to a Shichr and Eved? Let them go free on? It says, Hariat Ben Chorin, Hariat Latzmech. It's, you are free, you are to yourself. So Gemara says, Hashta ma Eved Kanani de Kani legufe. In Eved Kanani, which I own the body, I completely own Eved, he's my object. Ki Amrlei Hariat Latzmech legamre. When I say you're off on your own, he goes free. Kamrlei. To Isha de lo kani legufo, and Isha, that's not, I don't own her. Lo kolshe, and certainly Hariat Latzmech should work. If Latzmech could work to remove, undo a stronger kinin like an Eved Kanani, certainly it should work to undo a weaker kinin like a wife. So the Gemara says, lo, so Amar Le, Ravina, Le Ravashi, Amar Le Avdo, Ein Le Esek Bach. So that Gemara doesn't really respond, I guess. Let's see.
It works.
It sounds like it works. Okay. So Amar Le Ravina, Le Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, Amar Le Avdo, you say to your Eved, Ein Le Esek Bach, Bacha, I don't have, want to have anything to do with you anymore, no business together. My, what do we say? I have nothing to do with you anymore. Go off, you're free, you're on your own. I mean, I want to own you, but I don't want you working for me. You're a terrible worker. You can't work for me anymore, but I still own you. I'll bring you a raya. A person sells his eved to a guy. That sale itself lets the eved go free. The Torah gets shichra mi Rabbi Rishon. And the Rabbi Rishon, who is the one who sold him off, has to still write him a get shichra in order to completely redeem him. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bamed v'amar Murim. When is this really true? Shelo kasev alav ono. Aval kasev alav ono, zeo shichra. So if he doesn't write him an ono, so then you have to write a get shichra. But let's say when he sold him to the guy, he wrote with him a ono, that's a get shichra. So hechi dami ono, what does an ono mean? Amar Rav Sheshes, the Chasiv Lei, Kisha Tivrach Mimenu, Ein Li Esek Bacha. He writes to him, listen, here's a little release item, a release document for you. When you run away from your goy, I have nothing to do with you anymore, you're free. So you see from here, the Lashem Ein Li Esek Bacha is sufficient to work as a get shechor. So that does work, it means Lagamre. Okay, further, the Gemara says halfway down, Amar Abai says Hamakdish, Hamakadish rather, Bimilveh. In Mekudeshes, so let's say a person wants to, he has a loan, he wants to use a loan in order to get married. So what's the case? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains, it's a big, big machlokas to show him how this works exactly, but let's just take Rashi's position. Rashi says, HaMekadesh b'milva, d'amar hekskadesh li b'milva shel v'sicha. So, you lent the lady some money, you lent her $100, and you say, you know what, don't pay me back. Keep the $100, and let that mechila be the kesef kedushin, let's get married. The lach is, that doesn't work. You have to actually hinder something. You can't just be mochel. Why isn't Ein Mekudesh? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Mekudesh is, Dikicha Mistei Efron Gamrinam, Diyahiv Midei Beshas Kedushin. You have to hinder something. Umilva Lohotan Nisna. When I lent her the money, that money's already out. It's already, she bought it. She used it already. Vekfar Hein Shalat, she owns it. Umosachem Hi Chayiv Esla. I need to give her more, an additional money. I need to have a nesina. There's no nesina. A mechila of the milva does not work as a nesina. That's why it does not work. However, the Gemara says, Banas milva mikudeshes. But if there's hanas milva, the Gemara will explain what that means. That will work for kedusha. However, it's asher lasos kain. One cannot do this mifnei haramas ribis. Since it looks like ribis, it's not actual ribis, it looks like ribis, we tell people it's asher to do this. So what does it mean? We'll explain this in just a moment. Hai hanas milva hechidami. What exactly does it mean, hanas milva? Hana of a milva. Hechidami. Ilema da'azkve, where he lent damerle arba b'chamisha. He says to her, you know, here's four and pay me back five. Haribis mal yasa. That's who? That's real ribis. To lend four and expect five in return, that's ribis deraisa. We're not talking about ribis deraisa here. And then the Gemara says, "V'od hainu milva." That's just a regular loan. That's not hanas milva. That's just a regular loan. Here's four for five. Lo tzicha de'arvach lazimna. It's talking about a case where he says to her, "You know, you owe me money. Here's $4, and pay me back $4 in 30 days from now." He says, "You know what? I'm going to give you an extension. You can pay me back in another 15 days from today. That's what Hanaz Milva is. That Hanaz Milva, that will work for Kedushin. That's considered Hana. It's some level Hana. You have to explain to the Rishon why that works. You're not really giving her anything. But something she's getting that she didn't initially have, it's something that even though it's not anything tangible, it's still an additional Hana that works for Kedushin, but it is considered Ribbis, Haramas Ribbis at least, because you're giving her something extra that wasn't part of the initial deal. Okay, do we have to read the Rashi here? Let's see. Wait, did I get that right? But is Rashi saying something different than what I'm saying? Is that not the case? Let's see. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, Rashi might be saying something different. I want to get involved in Rashi, I guess. But that's Pashup Shat in this Gemara. Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Heilech Mano al Manas Shetach Zireili, B'mecher Lokana, B'isha Einu Mekudeshes, B'pidon HaBen Einu Buno Bat Padoi, B'chuma Yatsa Yidei Nisina, V'ashalasoskein, B'pnei Shanir Kikon Mesai B'beis Karnos. Let's read that one by one. Person says, Heilech Mano, here is a coin, here's some money, here's $100 for you, on the condition that you return this back to me. So the halacha is, when it comes to a mecher, sale, this doesn't work. Rashi explains, B'mecher Lokana, Kigon karka, I'm selling a land. The kaim alon lekaman. Later on, we'll see in daf chavav. Shu nikna bekasif. That karka can be acquired through money. Eino nikna bekach. Dilam midi yahavle. That karka is only bought if you give money. If I say here's money, but return it back to me, a matana al manas lahachzir. That's not considered a nesina, and therefore it will not work by a mecher. When it comes to an isha also, if I say here's money, but you have to return the money back to me, that too doesn't work because you need a nesina. You need a nesina, that's hana. If she doesn't get to keep the money, that doesn't work. Same thing when it comes to pidyon haben. Also, you need a pidyon that he's going to keep, but if the coin has to return the money, that will not work either. When it comes to chuma, however, we said chuma actually it will be yotze. Why will it be yotze? Because Rashi explains that yotze de nesina u'moch lekwanim v'adamim shalom. So apparently that's enough of an asina to work for chuma. The question is, how come the farmer, what good will he do with the chuma? If I give to the kohen, I said, here's the chuma for you. I did an asina, but I want you to return the chuma back to me. So what am I going to do with the chuma? I'm not a kohen. I can't eat the chuma. So Rashi explains, I could take the chuma now. I already fulfilled my obligation. I did hafrasha chuma. I did an asina even. I gave it to the kohen, but now he gave it back to me. I could sell the chuma to other kohanim and make money off that. I'm allowed to sell chuma. So nisina does work when it comes to chuma. Gemara is going to explain each of these cases. But Asir Lasoskein, you can't do this because Mipnei Shinir Kikarna Messiah Bebeis Karnas. It sounds like, it seemed like a case of a Kohen helping out in the fields. The Isser is here, if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains Asir Lasoskein, the reason why you can't do this is, Lefisha Beschar Zeh Yitin Lo Shar Chumosov. Because of the Schar, he's going to give him the rest of the Chumas. It's not fair. I, as a farmer, I have to have the option of giving to whichever Kohen I want. Now, some kohen comes and says, you know what, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to work in your field. I'll clean everything up. I'll do something for you. Now, I'm going to feel bad, and he did a nice thing for me. I'm going to start paying the kohen all the chuma to him. Now, he's getting a monopoly on all my chuma, which is not fair to the other kohenim. So we say that it's also for a kohen to help out in the fields, because that's going to lead me to trying to pay him, if you will, with the chuma. And chuma is supposed to be a matana, not a form of schiris. So this concern here is, and if I say to the Kohen, you know, I need the money. I'm going to give you the chuma, but give it back to me. So then if he does that, gives it back to me, and I sell it for money, I'm going to thank him, and all future chumas I'm going to try to give to him. So it sounds like a Kohen really can't have too much of a relationship with a farmer, because it's going to lead to some level of loyalty with each other, which we don't want. Again, we do have certain aspects of loyalty in that there's something called Makirov, the Gemara in Gittin and elsewhere talks about, that if a person has certain people he gives to quantum, he's certain loyal quantum he does give to, and that's okay. If I always give it to my neighbor, that's fine. But if the coin's working for me, and he's doing it, you know, he's getting paid, I'm almost paying him for the chuma, that's where we do not allow that to take place. That's where we avoid from that happening. Okay. The Gemara wants to know now. So Micah saw, Rav had a whole list of things, that this matana, that was a matana al manas lahachzir, most cases we said it doesn't work as an asina, but it did work for chuma. So why does it work sometimes? And sometimes we say it's not a good nesina. The Gemara says, "My kasava rava." If Rava holds matana al manas lahachzir shma matana, that if a gift that I give you on condition that you return back to me is considered a matana, so then afilu kulanami, then it should have worked in all the other cases. It should have been a good enough nesina. It should have been a good nesina for pidyon haben and for a mechira and for an isha. And if we say v'in kasavar lo shme matana, that's not called a matana, then afilu truma nami lo, then even for truma it shouldn't work. How could you split that it works for some cases and doesn't work for the other cases? Either it is a good nesina across the board, or it's not a good nesina across the board. V'od, moreover, ha-rava, who isn't it rava, who holds in general, damar matana amnas lahachzir shma matana, in general he holds matana amnas lahachzir, does work. Damar rava, as we see, heilach esrog ze amnas shetachzir li, he gives the esrog to somebody else, you could use it for today, it's yours, but on condition that you give it back to me. If the guy, the second guy, takes it, shakes it, and returns it, he gets his mitzvah. It was considered lachem at the time he owned it during those few moments. But imlav, if he does not return it, lo yata, he's not yod to the mitzvah. So Rava clearly holds that it is considered a good nesina amnas lahachzir. So how could Rava, who is the author of the statement above, how could he say that it doesn't work for Isha, and it doesn't work for Pidyon HaBen, and it doesn't work for Mechira? He's the author. He created such a chiddush. So Ella, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi therefore changes it around and says, really, b'chulikana, it works for all the cases. You're right. Rava Paskins, matana al-mas lahachzir is a good matana. It works for Pidyon HaBen. It works for Mechira. It works for Chuma, except for Meisha. It does not work for an Isha. Lefi she'ein Isha nikles b'chalifin, for technical reasons that we saw earlier, Daf Gimel Rashi Tosas argued why, but everybody agrees that chalifin does not work for an Isha. It's below her to get married with such a weak type of chalifin, kinin. It's less than Shava Pruta. It's below her to get married with such a low-valued type of kinyan. So therefore, for technical reasons, it doesn't work. But fundamentally, matana al-mas lahachzir is a nesina across the board, according to Rava, for all different applications.
Tosa says that it's not actually chalipin, but it just looks like it's the Rabbanu Mafgiya, the Kedushin.
Aha. Mm-hmm. Tosa's in the bottom there, I see. Okay. Marinal says the last few lines of the Amud here. Amalei Rav Huna, Rav Huna says the Mar Brei, the Rav Nechemia, the Rav Ashi, Hachi Amrina Mishmei, the Rav Kvasech. So that's exactly what he said. They apparently had such a Masorah in the name of Rav as well. Exactly, Rav Ashi said that he holds a Matana Amas Lahachzir is a Matana across the board, with the exception of Isha, because of the technical reason of Lefi Shein Isha Niknes Bechlepin. All right, we'll stop here. Got a little early today. Everyone have a wonderful day.
When I was in yeshiva, they did a permit field.